May is Charlotte Motor Speedway's biggest month. Tomorrow, the track will host the second of two consecutive NASCAR weekends with the running of the Coca-Cola 600, and fans will be able to watch the world's largest HD video screen, which, at 200 feet by 80 feet, is wider and taller than the White House. Here's Speedway General Manager Marcus Smith.
There's going to be over 9 million LED light bulbs on the screen. So they tell me if you turned it facing upwards, you'd be able to see it from the moon.
The racetrack is one of the latest sports venues to upgrade its technology. The goal is to create an experience that surpasses what fans get at home through television, the internet, and their phones. From WFAE in Charlotte, Scott Graff reports.
I tell you, guy, I've been watching, Larry, is this cat right here in the sixth car. He's getting ready to jump all over Jeff Burton here for fourth. That little sixth car is moving.
Today's NASCAR broadcasts are better than ever. Yes, there's high-definition television, but also features that most fans can't get at the track. Fox Sports chairman and CEO David Hill is credited with many race broadcast innovations.
Everything from how much turn a driver's putting on the wheel, the pressure that's going on to the gas pedal, the pressure on the brakes, what the RPMs are going in the corners. It goes on and on and on.
Watch the race at home, and you can supplement the TV broadcast with content from a laptop or a phone. Fans who use Sprint's NASCAR app on their smartphone can actually listen in to driver crew chief communications.
Four tires. We can get it with the gas, man. They're going to make sure we get it full. Four tires, guys. We'll have to come around to 00.
Among the fans listening in is Dr. Josephine Koster. During the week, she's a professor at South Carolina's Winthrop University. But come the weekend, she's a high-tech NASCAR fan.
I'll have one laptop going where I've got the live scoring of the race up and have the radio broadcast going, because those announcers tend to give you a lot more detail about a lot more cars. I'll have another laptop up in which I'm following Twitter, participating in a chat room on a blog, and probably on one or two fan pages as well.
With an in-home experience like that, it's easy to see why some find it easier to save their money, avoid the crowds, and just watch from the couch. And many do. Baseball has seen an 8% decline in attendance since 2007. The NFL had more blackouts last year than in any year since 2004. NASCAR also has more empty seats. How many more isn't known because NASCAR doesn't release its attendance figures. The NBA is the one exception. Its attendance was up this year, but by just 1%. The economy gets at least some of the blame for that. But David Holland of Cisco Systems says stadiums haven't kept up with the times.
People will show up at a venue and they'll find that the experience they have there is actually not at par even with what they can have in the home. And so all of these venue operators recognize this and see the potential for losing ticket sales and not being able to fill their venues.
Holland runs Cisco's Sports and Entertainment Division. Cisco created the unit 2.5 years ago to capitalize on the need for better stadium technology. Work so far has included outfitting the new Meadowlands Stadium, home to the New York Giants and the Jets, with more than 2,000 HD video screens. Other clients include the New York Yankees and the Dallas Cowboys. Brett Daniels is a spokesman for the Cowboys. He says the giant video board they installed in their new stadium gives fans a big TV to look at, just like in their living rooms at home, along with everything else that they can't get at home.
No matter what you do sitting at home, you can't replicate pumping in the sights, the sounds, the smells of 90,000, 100,000 people at a football game.
Giant video boards appear to be just the first step, and Holland, with Cisco Systems, says even he's not sure how exactly the stadium experience will change when all is said and done. But
one thing I do know is that it will be dramatically different than it is today. The acceleration in what's possible through internet technologies is going to make even things like three-dimensional holographic imaging possible. So it's very possible you could in your seat be watching multiple angles of the same play on a, not on a tablet, but perhaps on your lap, you know, play out again on your lap and share it with friends in the venue.
In the meantime, fans like Koster say they'd be happy with simpler upgrades, like Wi-Fi, so they can get online while they watch their favorite team. And with the way technology continues to evolve and the way ticket sales haven't, it's probably not a matter of if fans get such a wish, but just how soon they get it. For Only a Game, I'm Scott Braff in Charlotte.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. If you go rafting without a life jacket on a river that's in the process of flooding, you may find yourself the object of a rescue search. Grace Nash and Bruce Crawford learned that last month after they were spotted on the Grand River in Ohio. The searchers spent hours looking for Nash and Crawford, who eventually made it to shore and then lied to the authorities about being in the water. The pair was eventually convinced to plead guilty to misdemeanor misconduct during an emergency. And then Nash and Crawford were sentenced to hand out water safety brochures while standing ankle deep in a tiny swimming pool at a festival in Plainsville, Ohio. After which, Ms. Nash assured reporters that she had learned her lesson while Mr. Crawford dried off his feet. But he probably learned his lesson, too.